The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, welcome back. What day is it? Man, it's Monday already. All right, there's an awful lot going on. First of all, I want to apologize to a lot of you who have not been able to get through to the archives or one or both of the sites, rentsradio.com or rents.com. We are under attack by some jackass claiming to be anonymous. We don't know if it's the real anonymous or not. But he's mounting what they call a DDoS attack. Many have been hit by these things before. They are done by terrorists, cyber terrorists, claiming in this case that there is hate somewhere unidentified on the Rents Radio Network. No, there are facts and there are opinion on the network. We don't do hate here. Hate is an entirely different issue. In fact, let me read to you a little statement I just put up on rentsradio.com. Please note the threats we are receiving are signed by Anonymous, but we don't know if it is the real Anonymous or not, because the biggest examples of real hate are the tens of thousands of Muslim rapists killing and destroying Europe's women. Hate is shattering their lives forever and giving them AIDS in many cases, a slow and horrible death. Hate is the Israeli military shooting Palestinian teenagers who then have their organs cut out and sold off. Hate is stealing Palestinian land. Hate is Obama continuing to slaughter people in foreign wars for 8 years. Real hate is Trump supporters being beaten and threatened by the Soros communist left. Hate is a million things that do not exist on this program or network. Above all, hate is a desecration of the American Constitution, which is exactly what terrorist attacks like this do. There is no hate on this program or network. There are only facts and opinions, as I said. It's called freedom of speech. The terrorist threats made against this site and network are true hate. If this is anonymous, it will and should, from now on, be classified as a terrorist hate organization out to deprive you of your First Amendment right to freedom of speech and inquiry. This kind of attempt to censor and control is straight out of the Zionist, globalist, New World Order, communist handbook. It's right there. No, hate is mounting an attack to censor an open and clean source of information for all peoples to look at and embrace or condemn. I don't care. But it's our right and opportunity and obligation to present to you as much and as varied viewpoints as we can possibly assemble. Professor Jim Fetzer is standing by to kind of help us get hold of what's going on in Washington, D.C. Donald Trump is clearly doing what he said during the campaign. He is trying to make America safe again. All right? He's making America safe again. And you got a problem with that, ladies and gentlemen? Don't listen to this program. Jim, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, Jeff. I got a good one for you. Listen to this. Number 8, U.S. Code 1182, Inadmissible Aliens. This law was written in 1952. It was passed by a Democrat-controlled Congress, House and Senate, and signed by a Democrat president. Suspension of entry or imposition of restrictions by president. Whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens or of any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may, by proclamation and for such period as he shall deem necessary, suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate.
Wonderful.
And yet we have all these establishment people, talking heads, trashing it, saying it's unconstitutional. Yeah. It's perfectly lawful, passed by a Democratic president, Democratic Congress, and Jimmy Carter used it extensively. We didn't even have immigration in 1952. All the immigration was shut down from 1924 to 1965. What was going on in 1952? We had rampant illegal immigration. So that was used. This was passed and used. And then
that's right.
Jimmy Carter.
That's right.
Jimmy Carter in 1979 made declarations about getting, going after Iranian students. In November of 1979, the United States Attorney General had given all Iranian students 1 month to report to the local immigration office. 7,000 were found in violation of their visas. 15,000 Iranians were forced to leave the United States in 1979 by Jimmy Carter. Last time I checked, he was a Democrat.
Yeah. These people are, I talk about jackasses. These so-called journalists not only don't know history, they won't even bother to read it when it's put in their face. They don't care. It's history by decree. They make it up as they go along. Unconstitutional. That's right there. Jim just read it from the U.S. Code. It's law. This is crazy. Good job.
And get this, Jeff. The Donald has fired this acting attorney general.
Oh, good.
Who was not implementing a lawful constitutional law. He's fired her and replaced her with a new acting attorney general from, part of Virginia. And I think this is totally appropriate. So they're trying to claim there's a parallel with Nixon, but the situation are completely the opposite. Nixon ran through attorney generals who refused to impose an illegal order. He fired her for refusing to impose a legal order.
Good for him. You're fired. Let's hear more of that. I like that.
I love it, Jeff.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
I love it. This is the most damn interesting period in American politics ever.
Maybe in modern world history. Think about it. It's going to spread. This is not going to slow down. This is going to only increase in intensity and, I think, ferocity. Trump is not going to be pushed around. This is absolutely fascinating to see. And thank you for bringing that up. So, ladies and gentlemen, it is law in this country that what Donald Trump is doing, that which he promised to do, although I wish it was longer than 90 days, but he said we're going to shut it down until we can find out what the hell is going on. I'd say let's shut it down for a year, all immigration for a year. Nobody's going to get hurt. Let's hope he extends it. But these people, these alleged Americans demonstrating at airports and other locations and claiming that this is racist and all that, what is wrong with them? Do they want to die? Do they want to bring people into this country whose literal code of being demands and dictates that they kill us and subjugate our entire way of life to theirs? Do they not read history at all? Have they never studied the history of Islam? I've got a whole bunch of stories I put up in the top splash yard piece that concerns Muslims. Let me read these headlines. Just read the stories. Muslims, 45 years ago, Muslims murdered 2.4 million Hindus and raped at least 200,000 Hindu women. That's 1971. 2.4 million. Endless Islamic murder list. 600 million dead murdered by Islamists in 1,200 years. Islamic invasion of India. The greatest single genocide in history. Political Islamic double talk, lies and hate explained. Read it. Islam is not a religion of peace. Read it. political Islam has subjugated civilizations for at least 1,400 years. Read it. Islam is taking over Europe. Mass slaughter is coming unless something is done to stop it, and quickly. Muslims swear to make it totally legal to rape all white women. This is what they're after. This, read it. It's right there for you. I put it up. Okay? Read it. Pass it around. This is not fiction. This is reality. Make America safe again, Mr. Trump. Thank you. It's not, well, I would like to see more, but thank God he started to do something. And he's standing by it 100%. And I want to commend Kellyanne Conway as being, without question, one of the, if not the, most incredibly well-spoken woman in America in high political office today. She is extraordinary with her mind and her strength of character, her courage. She should be a role model for all women who want to make something of their lives. Anyway, enough of that.
Oh, I think Kellyanne Conway's terrific. Now, what she really meant when she said they have their facts and we have our alternative facts is they have what they think to be or claim to be facts, and
That's
we
right.
have
That's
our
right.
our own alternative evidence. So that was simply inartfully expressed, but she's a brilliant campaign manager, Jeff. She's just wonderful.
She's a national spokesman, a spokesperson, a spokeswoman. But she's a presence, and she is going to be on television, I predict, more often than any other person in the Trump administration, saving the press secretary, Sean Spicer. She's awesome.
Listen, Tucker Carlson had Steve Miller,
yeah,
who is Trump's chief policy advisor on. This guy is brilliant. He is so clear. He is so precise, Jeff. You could hardly imagine a better. He was talking about this Muslim ban, and he was just wonderfully articulate. It was perfect. But I'll tell you, when you put a few more of the pieces together, I think what we're witnessing is an attempted color revolution underway here in the United
States.
It's
underway. You're 100% right. I was going to bring that up. This is a Soros-type template color revolution. They're trying to stir up civil insurrection, civil war, and make it impossible for the country to function. Under those terms, they will attempt to dethrone the legitimate government and put in a proxy. Watch.
Here's from an excellent article on Zero Hedge. There's evidence the U.S. intelligence community has gone rogue and is now taking its orders from the neocons and their deep state and not from the president, and that these agencies are now acting against the interests of the new president and of the United States.
Time to drain the intelligence agencies.
That's right. See, and this is where you put together, you know, the fact that Shermer has been dragging his feet and confirming his appointees to the cabinet.
Uh-huh.
It should have been routine. It should have been done by now. But look how it puts Trump in a precarious position when he needs his people in place.
Schumer is scum, period. Dirtbag.
I used to think he was a good guy, but no longer.
No. No. Please read those stories. Look up at the top of Rents, your homepage. Read the stories. These Muslims are absolutely a murder, death, and sex cult. There's no other way to look at it. None. Read the history. No other alleged religion has ever done anything like this. I got another story. Why Muslim rapists prefer blondes. It's not a funny story. It's a serious story. Another Muslim refugee living with a family rapes and murders two daughters. Okay? Raping white women, Islam's racist mandate. Read the stories. Learn reality. I know most of you people already get it, but there are some newcomers out there, and I would urge all of you who are on top of this to spread it as far and as wide as you can. And if people reject you and curse you and are angry with you, your alleged friends, they're not your friends. If they can't be open-minded and entertain a viewpoint that is somewhat at variance with their own, they're not your friends. So you've lost nothing.
Jeff, on the principle of keep your friends close but your enemies closer, I've been forcing myself to listen to a lot of CNN.
Oh, yeah.
And it's really so obvious. They have some very smooth agents from the CIA who are mainstays there. One woman who apparently is going out to L.A. because her husband got a job there was just absolutely not performing the role of an interviewer. Anyone objected, but she was being an advocate and pushing people into condemning Trump. And it was very slick.
Yeah.
They had a guy on she interviewed at great length. He just went on and on saying about how obviously Trump didn't have the people's support. Look at the turnout at the inauguration and other things, which made it clear to me that this whole inauguration photo thing was staged deliberately. And in fact, I have a confirmation from it in the form of a photograph that was taken by a Japanese cameraman that showed this huge crowd waiting to get into the mall where the park rangers were holding them back.
Uh-huh, and the side streets, sure. Yeah, it was all fixed. I happened to hear in the car, I bought a car. First car I really had in a year and a half since the accident. Anyway, I got another Land Cruiser, 1997, best year ever for anyway. It's an old car. It's a 20-year-old car, over 200,000 miles. I'm happy. But I turned on the radio, and what was on but All Things Considered, NPR. I never in my life as a professional journalist have heard anything more sleazy and slimy and contrived and biased. It was unbelievable. And I, like you just said, the CNN people, there are a lot of people in the CNN who are CIA employees. There's no question about it. And the same, I will say, in my humble opinion, exists within the National Public Radio roster. They've got these people. They're professional. They're professional agents provocateurs posing as journalists. I heard no journalism on there. I heard opinion. I heard bias. I heard ambush statements. I heard lies. It was just incredible. I've never been more ashamed in my life. We don't have a journalism left in this country in the professional ranks to speak of. Not much, very little.
And of course, the ban, in fact, is not a Muslim ban. Yeah, if there were a Muslim ban, there are like 1.5 billion Muslims in the world.
2.2.
Malaysia is a principal source, you know, very large Muslim community. They're not banned.
Of course not.
This really
is a lie. It's a lie. It's a lie, lie, lie. They're lying, Jim. They're calling it a ban on all Muslims. It's 7 terror-oriented countries, and they left out Pakistan, which should as hell have been in there.
Saudi Arabia would be a good bet.
Oh, no, absolutely. Come on. So anyway, Trump gave them the Saudis and the Pakis a break. Look, that 45 years ago in 1971, the Muslims went berserk on Hindus. They killed 2.5 million of them and raped over 200,000. Who knows how many? And that was just 45 years ago. Now, let me ask you, why are all the pictures that you see of these, especially sub-Saharan black African Muslims, being transported intentionally to Europe? Why are they all men of fighting age? Because they're planning an uprising, a mass slaughter in Europe, which is going to come sooner or later unless they turn it off and stop it now. They're going to give these people guns. They're going to turn them loose. They have no problem as Muslims butchering humanity. White Western Christian civilization doesn't understand that mindset. And when you have a people, like it or not, science is science, who have an average IQ of 50 to 55 on a good day, they have no problem killing and slaughtering other human beings. That's what you see in Africa now and always. Butchering, slaughtering. Idi Amin. I could go down a list of these people if I spent 5 minutes looking. They kill people. That's what they do. They don't care about human life there like we do. It's a total ass backwards way of doing things on this planet. And that's what's being put into Europe. That's what's being put into America. And these companies, these so-called agencies that are getting paid big money by the federal government to locate these people, these soldiers, which is what they are, in America are putting them in small towns all over the place so they can rise up and take over town X, Y, or Z with not much trouble at all. They're going to give them guns, and they will turn them loose on us. And the only thing that will save us is the simple fact that we are an armed society. Thank God for that. And thank God for Donald Trump recognizing that the Second Amendment is the only thing standing between us and abject human servitude and slavery and death.
It's really a fascinating situation. You're describing a horror scene that might very well come to pass, Jeff. I find what you're describing very plausible.
History. History proves it. That's what they do. And they're stealthily coming in now as alleged refugees. BS. And I won't use the full word. I should. It's BS. They aren't. They are not refugees. These are political pawns. They're soldiers, and they're being injected into Europe and injected into America.
I think the word's become respectable. A Princeton professor about 30 years ago published a book, the title of which was Bullshit.
Yeah, there you go.
And I would suggest if Harry Frankfurt could publish a book by that title, and I believe it actually was even Princeton University Press, which is very distinguished,
right,
that it's an acceptable term in ordinary language discourse.
It's totally acceptable. I just get
this, Jeff, too. Against Trump simply following an almost identical refugee process as Obama, the media are twisting like pretzels to reconcile how Trump is bad, but Obama is good. Obama put a six-month ban on Iraqi refugees in 2011. Trump put a 120-day suspension on Syrian refugees in 2017. But no one complained about Obama's ban that was 180 days, and the media explodes over the lesser suspension by Trump. Obama selects seven countries for enhanced visa security policy, and the media said nothing. Yawn. Trump follows the same law, the same seven countries, for a 90-day visa suspension, and the media explodes. And this is all so hypocritical and clearly politically motivated.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I will go back and sum this up. What sane society would allow any people to enter its borders whose sole mission in life, and their religion is their sole mission in life, is to kill us, subjugate us, overthrow and bury our civilization? What sane group of people in any country would allow that? I can't answer the question. It makes no sense. They're going to die. They don't get it. And these poor people in Europe, these bleeding heart liberals who take these people in only to have their daughters and wives raped or worse, it's just sickening. Back in a minute with Professor Jim. Hang on. Okay, welcome back. Talking to Jim Fetzer about the crisis at hand. I'm sorry to say, but it's not going to change. This is going to continue, maybe for all 4 years or 8 years of the Trump administration. The people behind the activists, so-called, are very wealthy, George Soros, globalists, but you name it, all the big shots. They're all pushing their agenda with money. Money talks. Everybody seems to have a price now. Think of the Bohemian Grove and those people, and what our history tells us is going on here. And what's going on here is a plan. It's not, and there's nothing coincidental, accidental about it. It's all been planned. It's all been staged, and it's not going to stop. They own the media. The media is not going to be in any way, shape, or form responsible. It's going to stay the way it is. 95% of the media owned by six corporations. And watch your social media. Watch what's going on there. This is all very, very easy to see if you can just get back and open your eyes. Go ahead.
I am minimally more optimistic for the following reason. Every day Trump grows stronger and their ability to disrupt him grows weaker. As he drains the swamp, as he replaces these Obama holdovers, of which this attorney general was one, he gets a more secure control of the government. They had a unique opportunity here on which they've been attempting to capitalize between his inauguration and his actually having his cabinet confirmed, much less a bit further down the road when they will themselves have had the opportunity to clean out the riffraff to help to drain the swamp. As you know, he directed all foreign ambassadors to resign on Inauguration Day. And now Sean Spicer has reaffirmed that if there's anyone in government who is an appointee who can't go along with Trump's policies, they should get out. They should just leave.
Absolutely.
And this is exactly right. Yeah. He's imposing the principles a businessman would if he had a middle manager who wasn't comfortable with the policies of the boss. You get rid of him. And I think
no apologies needed. No, he's doing exactly the right thing.
He had these years and years of practice on The Apprentice.
Right.
I mean, it's just astounding how, you know, everyone knew that what you hear from Donald Trump is you're fired. If you don't do the job right, what you hear from Donald Trump is you're fired.
Well, it's called,
and he just said it to Sally Yates.
Good. It's called accountability, which is not in vogue anymore. Maybe it'll come back. The only thing I can see that might really mitigate this horrible attack on our duly elected president and his program would be the simple fact that as America gets healthier and healthier and more people go back to work, they're going to get tired of the same old noisy negativists. They're going to reject them. They're going to reject the mainstream media. They're going to look elsewhere for their reality. And I think they'll find it. Unfortunately, on our side of the fence, so-called alt news, we have been penetrated terribly, as you well know, with intel agents, corporate assets, and others who are bogus. You've got to be, all of you who listen and get your news from the correct side of the fence, our side, have got to use discernment all the time. Don't buy into things quickly, okay? You know pretty well how to recognize fake news now, but our side has problems too. Nobody's clean here to speak of as a group. Now, there are individuals, and I hope this program is one, individual sources that you can learn to trust. I don't agree with everything I post. I never have. I never will. And sometimes I post things I don't agree with. Not that I feel like I have to give equal time to the fake news liars, but I'll put those in there just to help generate perspective and to sharpen people's ability to discern. And I think that's important. You can't learn if you only bathe yourself with the kind of material that you approve of. You've got to read the stuff you don't approve of to sharpen your intellect and your wit. And it works.
Jeff, I agree completely. I did that recently.
Well, you're watching CNN, too.
So. Well, right. I learned more about what's going on by listening to CNN than I do with other networks that are more objective and fair and balanced, because then I can see where they're going, how they're going to pitch, what
it's
criticism.
It's glaring. It screams at you.
It is.
Yeah. So
now, here's
an
illustration of the point you made, however. I published an article about the collapse of a 17-story high-rise in Tehran.
Oh, yes.
Killed over 20 firefighters.
I read it. Thank you for sending it.
Yeah. Morgan Reynolds now is a strong advocate of Judy Wood's work, with which I disagree. I mean, Judy did brilliant work in laying out the evidence in her book, Where Did the Towers Go?
Right.
But she's been unwilling to accept and adjust her views in relation to the massive evidence that it was, in fact, a nuclear attack.
Of course.
Given the U.S. Yeah. Geological Survey's dust studies from 35 locations that show a range of elements in quantities and correlations that would only occur had it been
Those radionuclides can only emanate from a nuclear explosion, just like cesium-137 only comes from a nuclear meltdown disaster like Fukushima. So they know.
Now, Morgan remains faithful to Judy, but he had this very good article on his blog, nomoregames.net, about how the Tehran debris dwarfed the 9/11 New York City debris.
Yeah.
And the key part of it is the final photograph he has where you see this massive pile of debris from a 17-story building. Now,
yeah. I think it's 20%, isn't it, Jim? 20%? There's a formula for it. You got 30 stories, stories of debris.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so that we had for the 47-floor building seven, we had 5.5 floors of debris. So it's like 12%, Jeff. So for the North Tower, which was 110, had it collapsed, we should have had like 13.5. But here I juxtapose those floors from the Tehran building with a photograph that shows building seven debris to the left and building one, the North Tower, to the right. And for building seven, there was 5.5 floors. And for building one, there's nothing there, Jeff, nothing there. So that even this measly 17-story building in Tehran, and that it collapsed because of fire is not clear to me, because no steel structure high-rise ever collapsed due to fire before 9/11, after 9/11, or on 9/11. And when I watched the video, it seemed to me there were indications it was a controlled demolition. But the point is, when you apply the formula, you get an outcome. In that case, it was even more the way the building fell. It was kind of a strange design. But it with the 17-story building in Tehran had more debris than the 110-story North Tower, Jeff. It's just stunning.
It's I guess we could laugh at it because it's so obvious. That building was just turned to dust, and that doesn't happen.
It was blown up and destroyed in a very sophisticated manner using small nukes that have an adjustable radius that were directed upward.
Yeah.
So they were actually blowing the building apart from the top down in a sequence, and that was to ensure that no massive part of it fell into the bathtub, which was this moat within which the Twin Towers were constructed to keep Hudson River water out, because if they shattered the moat, it would have flooded beneath Lower Manhattan, which would have been catastrophic.
Subway tunnels all over the place.
Right, and the path train tunnels and all that.
It was a huge granite bathtub dug in the granite rock.
It was very clever how they did it to avoid any massive chunk of material hitting the bathtub. And this is just fascinating. I like Morgan's work so well. Actually, I've even invited him to come on this second part of my show tomorrow to talk about it.
Good. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of email, some from people who can't get on, and that's this attack. But we'll be in the archives, so you can catch
anything
there
we should discuss. Are they asking any question?
They got rid of the acting attorney general Yates, and apparently the word betrayal was used. Good. God, then this Trump is incredible. He's using words that ought to be used. He's not being politically correct.
Well, let me spell this out. This is why there's no comparison with Watergate. Trump fired Sally Yates for not enforcing a constitutional legal order, law he had created. Nixon fired Attorney General Richardson because he refused to fire the Watergate prosecutor, Archibald Cox. Nixon was giving an illegal order for which the attorney general resigned and then the assistant attorney general. And, of course, that was the so-called Saturday Night Massacre. But look at the asymmetry. Sally Yates was fired for not enforcing a perfectly legal constitutional order. Attorney General Richardson was fired for not doing something illegal by firing the Watergate prosecutor. They couldn't be more different, Jeff, and yet the left is out there claiming that this is all reminiscent of Nixon and Watergate.
Yeah. I have also from Jim, U.S. Code 8, number 1182, inadmissible aliens. Let me read this again. This is law. This is the law of the land. It's not open to interpretation. It is what it is. Whenever the president finds that the entry of any aliens or any class of aliens into the United States would be detrimental to the interests of the United States, he may by proclamation and for such period as he shall deem necessary suspend the entry of all aliens or any class of aliens as immigrants or non-immigrants, or impose on the entry of aliens any restrictions he may deem to be appropriate. That he didn't even have to sign an executive order. He could have just told people to do it. It's there.
Sweeping authority, Jeff. Sweeping. And by proclamation means he doesn't have to go back and seek any certification or reauthorization from Congress.
That's right.
It's the law of the land.
It invests within him full freedom of action. And there it is.
Yeah. It does. So you've got all these expert commentators on television, pick your network, and they're all making stupid, ignorant remarks in violation of the law you just read.
They're jackasses. They know nothing.
What they're talking about.
No.
They're purely politically motivated. Like even this Sally Yates, she was doing this purely politically.
Of course.
She didn't like it, so she wasn't going to enforce it.
Right.
You should have seen her preening there in front of the press. You would have thought you were talking to Mary Tyler Moore. She was being so cute, so vivacious and all that. It was ridiculous.
I'm sure. What can Trump do or not do about the hundreds of federal judges? These are liberals that Obama put in robes and on benches during his 8 years.
Well, you're really talking about the most serious aspect of having a president is his appointment to the judiciary, because they endure for so long.
That's right.
And they can have such a powerful effect.
I don't think he can just fire them. I think there have to be.
No, he can't. No, he can't.
They're there. So that's why the Supreme Court may end up being, in many cases, the final arbiter of what President Trump does. It may be blocked, there may be stays granted by all of these left liberal Bolshevik judges who are trying to stop and impede the will of the majority of the people who went to the polls and elected Donald Trump. He may have to take this through his attorney general, right to the Supreme Court. So his first appointment will be 5-4, and it'll be crucial.
The law is so broad and so clear that I don't think there's any legitimate complaint about his order here regarding these Muslims.
No, of course not. I read it. It's already there in the U.S. code. So,
yeah. You want to hear something that's really fascinating about this so-called color revolution? I think that's exactly what we're in the midst of, is the following. That we know, based upon the history of the candidates, that Hillary was pro-war, far more hawkish, wants to continue, wanted to have a no-fly zone in Syria, which would have inevitably created war with Russia.
Jim, she called for the shooting down of all Russian airplanes over Syria.
And for bombing Iran.
She's insane.
She's insane. Now get this. The Donald wants to end all these wars. Admittedly, and I think mistakenly, he's concerned about the Iran nuclear deal, because Iran was not developing.
Now he's bought into something that is wrong. Hopefully he'll get straight on that.
But get this now. All these, the left liberals who have been so opposed in the past to the CIA and so enthusiastic about Russia, they're now so enthusiastic about the CIA and so opposed to Russia. Moreover, the Democrats and the liberal left progressive are mobilizing the anti-war movement to oppose Trump's anti-war policy. It's that absurd.
Oh, man. It's crazy.
It is. It's lunatic.
It's politics of deceit
and deception.
Crazy.
These people are thoughtless people. Hillary was such a disgusting candidate, the most corrupt ever run for president of the United States.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's embarrassing, Jeff, that anyone was taking her seriously. And yet,
she's not going away, though. I still think that the quickest and easiest jump for her will eventually be agreed by her handlers and advisors to take out de Blasio and become mayor of New York.
Well, I've speculated that she would like to do that because the Clinton Foundation is located
in New York. It's located there, of course.
And so are Anthony Weiner's email server.
I'm surprised he's still alive. He must have put those...
As this interview I did with New York Gold Shield Detective Jim Rothstein.
Yeah, Jim's great.
He's an expert in cracking pedophile cases, Jeff, you know. Yeah. He found that he had many solid cases he'd bring to the DA, and for political reasons, they choose not to pursue them. I think Hillary wants to put herself in the position to control whether they go after the Clinton Foundation or the Anthony Weiner email situation. You know, just to protect herself, she'd be interested in running.
We also have a report
that she's planning to run for 2020, and she's going to launch a talk show before 2020. Can you imagine?
No, I can't.
I know. Who'd want to get on the air with Hillary Clinton, for God's sake?
Oh, no.
Not only that, but Judicial Watch, which was persevering and was able to obtain the documents that prove that the United States created ISIS back in 2012, is now moving to force an official damage assessment of Clinton's abuse of her email. They want an accounting of what happened, what was responsible. That would be devastating to her.
A TV talk show. Well, she'd have no trouble getting sponsors. Botox would be...
Well, she might want to, you know, actually have it hosted by that double she actually used at the debates.
Don't be surprised.
You know, because that double was by far the best double. I mean, she's so much trimmer. She was so much more attractive. She was
That would actually be, I think, a very logical thing to expect, that they would use the double. She would become Hillary Clinton. So Hillary Clinton could go off and die and nobody'd know.
That's right.
This double has
already deceived the nation by appearing on national debates with Bernie Sanders, for example.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just astonishing, Jeff, how far they've gone with this.
Yeah. They also used, I found out, I had a story, they used special filters over the lenses and the cameras to smooth out. And they used to call it soft focus, but it's more sophisticated than that now. They're actually able to make lines and creases go away without making the face look like it's fuzz focused. It's very, very slick stuff. So, yeah. Talk show.
This double, I mean, you know, it's only been of late that I've realized there was yet this third double over and beyond the Meg Ryan double who came out of Chelsea's apartment, and then the Meryl Streep double on the plane to Greensboro. My cat's just shown up. He loves to get on the air. Do you hear him meowing?
I do. What's his name?
Nikki. Nicholas.
Hi, Nikki. Hi, Nikki. All right. So where do we go next? We've got 3 minutes here. Any guesses on what Trump... By the way, he's getting support. The Border Patrol is elated. Various law agencies around the country are very happy to finally have some support to deal with these illegals. And remember, they come from over 70 different countries. It's just that we are confronted with one particular group that has as its sole directive, its prime directive, the annihilation of Western Christian civilization. And that's the problem. That's a big problem.
Jeff, you're going to love this. You know how they talked about the Women's March in Washington and said they were nasty women?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they were kidding. One of them, Donna... Hylton is a convicted felon who took part in the kidnapping, torture, sodomizing, and murder of an old man.
Yeah.
Here's from the Daily Caller. Hylton, along with three men and three other women, kidnapped 62-year-old real estate broker Thomas Vigliarano and held him for ransom before eventually killing him. As noted in a 1995 Psychology Today article, when asked about forcibly sodomizing the victim with a 3-foot steel pole, one of Hylton's accomplices replied, he was a homo anyway.
Well, that's the kind of left liberal logic that that this country can do without.
She fits right with Madonna dropping F-bombs and talking about dreaming of blowing up the White House.
Yeah. I guess she was briefly investigated, but they dropped it. Freedom of speech. Freedom of thought.
I did go back and verify, by the way, how Jerry Brown signed that motor voter law that allowed, it was a... You know, automatically anyone who is a registered voter when they got their driver's license.
It didn't matter if they were a citizen or not. Nope.
That's right. And also I went back and verified Obama's exchange with that Latino anchor where she was saying they're concerned that if they go, they're going to have their documents record. And Obama responded, not true. And the reason is, first of all, when you vote, you are a citizen yourself. And there's not a situation where the voting rolls somehow are transferred over and people start investigating. The sanctity of the vote is strictly confidential. Telling Latinos they can go and vote illegally, even though they're not citizens, he's saying they're performing the duty of a citizen when they vote. Mm-hmm. But, of course, you have to be entitled to do that legally. Obama was deftly overlooking that vital consideration.
I wonder what will become of him. I do think that ego will not allow him to retire from the public eye for very long.
He's speaking out about the Muslim ban.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Already, Jeff.
Yeah.
And yet the law is so clear. See, once that U.S. code hits the airwaves, it's all over. I mean, this is so ridiculous.
Well, I'm going to put it up tonight.
And so trumped up, Jeff.
Yeah. Now, here's another one. This Quebec City mosque shooting last night. Yeah. The media up there was just fit to be tied, because here you have Muslim shooting Muslims. It was probably a Sunni-Shia thing or something along those lines. But they just didn't want to tell anybody that one of the suspects was a Muslim. It's so disgusting.
Normally, in any other case, they'd want to trot them out, as they have, you know, at the Boston bombing, the San Bernardino, and a host of other cases where they claim Muslims committed crimes. And I tell you, Jeff, I went to see that movie, Patriots Day, and it was a fiction about a fiction. I mean, the original event was completely a charade. Mm-hmm. And they added a whole segment about how Tamerlan, the older brother, had died, allegedly, according to the police, by being driven over by his younger brother when he died after he was arrested by the police. That's a neat trick. And we have a witness who reported seeing him driven over three times by a black SUV driven by a police officer. So he created a whole fabricated shootout where Tamerlan and Zucker are there throwing bombs and all this stuff in Watertown. Complete nonsense. And in making his escape, Zucker drives over his brother twice, you know, by mistake, but he runs over him. It's just rubbish.
No, it's
rubbish.
It's all in your book, and your books are must-reads for anybody who wants to know the truth and how we're being manipulated and lied to grotesquely. I'm worried about a false flag. I'm worried about a lot of things. Every day, in every way, is a challenge to each of us to hold on to reality and make good decisions. This is what we've got to do. Thank you, Jim. Great to talk to you, as always. We'll talk soon.
My pleasure, Jeff.
Okay, good night.